welcome to the house of the Lord
on this beautiful Sunday morning.
Honor Him, to worship Him, to glorify His name. Thomas writes a beautiful psalm, Psalm 19, and it begins with that heavens declare the glory of God.
Heaven declares
the glory of God. And the skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They have no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet, their voice goes into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the earth. Even though this whole creation may not speak like humans do, but their unsaid communication or non-verbal communication is evident. It can be felt. It can be seen. And that's why the psalmist writes in the end of those two verses that may these words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Let's pray today that we are submitting ourselves in His presence. That we can say that openly, Lord, accept our words, what we say. And you know the situation of our hearts. Accept it as it. Clean it. Purify it. And use this for your kingdom. I was just praying last night and this morning again that sometime that I, even though I'm willing to follow Christ all the way, I still miss the mark. And we feeble people, the weak people, need Christ all the time. Especially in the difficult time when we don't understand how things go and why do they go and they don't go according to our will. Let's submit our morning to Him and say, Lord, we are your people. We will be satisfied in you. Heavenly Father, we are thankful to you for this morning. And as we submit at your feet, we ask that may the meditation of our hearts and the words of our mouth be acceptable to you. So we may glorify your name according to your decrees, your love, your words. In Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 145 is probably one of my most favorite Zaburs that we sing. Join us this morning, wherever you are. Let's sing together. Ae mere Shah Khudawanda, vadiyai teri karanga. Main sada atik bayan kara ke tera hai pavitra naam, the holy naam, the mubarak naam. Let's sing that together. Amen.
Me quedo.
Whatever the time is, whatever the situation, number one job for you and me as a child of God is to submit our plans, our desires, our wishes, our demands, our supplications at His feet. And He will give us peace. Even in the difficult time, even in the storm, He will give us peace. He will let you feel, don't worry, I am with you. Jo log masiha pe iman rakhte hain, wo khuda pe bharosa rakhte hain. Wo duniya ke rath, duniya ke ghode, in the other words, they do not depend upon the powers of physical beings or of the world. They trust in the name of the Lord. Khudavand ke log yasu pe bharosa rakhte hain. Aaj aur milke gaate hain khoobsurat geet Padri Wilson ka, jo log masiha pe iman rakhte hain, भूखे प्यासे हर किस वो कभी ना रहते हैं दिल से गाएं जहां भी हैं आप हमारे साथ मिलकर
Good morning, everyone. So in Acts 4, John and Peter, there's a man who's healed. And the Sanhedrin comes before them and says, you know, how is this possible? How have you made this possible? How have you healed this man? And Peter stands up and Peter says, he says, then you know this. You and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Later it says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. And our God is a powerful, powerful God, an almighty God. He is mighty, and he can save. And so when we're looking for salvation, we're looking for cures, we're looking for health, we're looking for things like that, let us remember that all of that comes from God, but more important than all of that, salvation itself, which is beyond this world, comes from God, and he's a mighty God who can save. So let us lift up our voices and praise and worship him today.
Thank you.
never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can rule the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as You found me, all my fears and failures. Just fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Oh, Savior, He can rule the mountains. My God is mighty to save. And conquer the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can rule the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Jesus is here. To God be the the glory.
From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise, because of the enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the sea. And verse 9 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic, how great, how glorious is your name in all the earth. Truly, he is a great God, but at the same time, he is good God. He is so great that heavens and all the earth, they like drop in the bucket in front of him. Yet, his greatness doesn't stop, that he cares for us, that he has given us so much authority and honor that he sent Jesus Christ to die for us on the cross of Calvary. And we can call him Abba, Father. He is our good shepherd. He is great God, he is good God. But at the same time, he is so loving, he is so kind that he thinks for you and me and everyone. So here we are this morning. You know, in troubling times, what gives you the comfort, what gives you encouragement in your life is knowing this fact that our God is great and our God is good. And that encourages you, that comforts you in the troubling time. So, welcome to UCC here in the church, those who are here, and also on the Facebook Live. I saw many comments. People joined us from their homes and even the other countries, and we are very thankful to wherever you are to be part of us on Sunday morning worship. I know this is what you're looking for nowadays because of shutdown and coronavirus, and I know you are very impatient to come, we want to come to the church, but again, we have the limitations, and we have to abide by the law. Hopefully, it opens up soon, and we'll be again together in the house of God. But till then, wherever you are, we are thankful that you are with us and you are worshiping every Sunday morning. Now, we have started a few classes, again, because we don't know how long it's going to go. I know that Awana teachers are meeting and sending the notes to their children, and they are doing a good job. Thank you once again to all the Awana teachers for doing that great job, keeping in touch with the children. We also know that young adults are meeting and weekend warriors. And again, you participate in the through the Zoom. And again, thank you for doing that, all the teachers and those who are participating in that. We also started the Wednesday Bible study, 7 to 8. And that's every Wednesday. Now we had the first session. It was very, very good. About 10, 15 people joined up. And that was good. So I think that's the future way. We have to get used to it. If you don't know how to use the technology, you have the children in your home, you have somebody in your home who can show you how to download the app and how to get connected with all the Bible studies. Because Pastor Pell, I was thinking in the days to come, if that goes on, we may have to do the men group and women group and all those small groups through this technology which is available. I just did the on Friday, I did the college group. And all of them, they joined, and we had a wonderful time just looking at each other and doing the study. So this is the new way. So I will request every church member to, if you have a phone, then go ahead and, download the app, Zoom. And again, like I said, if you don't know, you can ask our team. They can help you. Your children can help you. I think most children are using now the technology in the schools also. So let's get used to that, because we may have to do that for some time. And also, we are very, very thankful to you, and you have adopted very well to give online and also send your checks by mail. And if not, you call me and you drop the check. So all of you, those who have been doing, thank you, because again, that's also an important part of the church life, to give your offerings. And so you've been calling to give, and again, that's encouraging that people are not just in their home, they're also thinking about church. So thank you for all that. We pray that you will continue to grow. If there's any question, comment, if you have any need, please don't hesitate to call any board members or me, or and we will do whatever we can do. We can pray for you, or we can encourage you through the phone or pray with you on the phone, and if that's your need is. So thank you once again. I was told last week, Brother Sister Kamal and Brother Victor, their sister, one of the sisters in India, she went to be with the Lord. So we'll pray for them also, that God will comfort and encourage them. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and pray for the offering and pray for each other. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Thank you once again for your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. You're good and you're faithful, God. And we are thankful to you that even during this difficult time, you have taken care of your people, because you are good and you are great. And we see your goodness in our lives. And when I hear the testimony of church members also, that during this time also, you have met their needs. You have given them the resources to work. And through various ways, you have helped them. As a good shepherd, we are thankful to you for that. And I pray, Father, that you continue to help us to walk with you. This morning, I do pray for all those who are affected with the coronavirus all over the world, that you will touch them and heal them. Those who have been recovered, we are thankful to you for them. Those who are in the front line, doctors, nurses, and the other ancillary staff, the medical staff, we bring them before you and ask that you will touch them, you will keep them safe. And even in our own church, there are many who are in the medical field, and we bring them before you, and we ask for their protection and their guidance, your guidance in their lives, O Lord. Father God, we pray for all those who are celebrating the birthdays and anniversary this morning or this week. They did. We bless them in your name, and we ask that you will help them to grow in your God. We pray for missionaries and all those who are working, and these times they are also going through difficult times, that you will help them, Lord. We pray for all the churches and all the other organizations which are working for you, Lord. We give you thanks for this media, which is you made it possible, that through the media, Facebook Live and other avenues, we can talk to each other and we can have the services. We are thankful to you for that. We pray for our board members, our choirs, who have been faithfully serving, Lord, we give you thanks for each one of them. We also pray for the offering which has been given by your people throughout the week. And we pray that you bless them, bless their incomes, their jobs. Thank you for protecting their jobs during this difficult times. And those who have been sitting in their homes because they couldn't go to their business or they have lost the job, as we hear one or two families happen to them, we pray that you will meet all their needs according to your riches and glories in Christ Jesus. Thank you once again. We love you, worship and adore you. And when we commit the rest of the service in your hands, in the name of Jesus we ask. Amen. Amen. Well, today's Bible reading comes from the book of Isaiah, with chapter 40. And I'm going to touch the whole chapter, but we're not going to read the whole chapter. We'll read from verse 27 to the end. Jeshaya Nabi ki kitab, uska 40 baap, aur uski 27 ayat se aakhir tak hum isko padhenge. Book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 27 onward. I'm reading in NIV translation, and whatever translation you have, you can follow that with me, with us, and we will honor God's word. It says, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. And before we go in the word, I'm going to invite the both Hindi and English choir. Come and let's sing the great song, Prabhu Mahan, Jab Main Tere Kam.
Thank you, Pastor Ji. This is a beautiful, beautiful hymn sung in English and in Hindi all the time. What we did is we're going to sing very slowly today, a little bit different, a slow tempo, in the mode of prayer to God. And it sounds a little bit different probably, but bear with me and bless. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Telling you that, Lord, you are God, and we submit ourselves to you. We are yours. We know it will be all well because you are in control. Prabhu Mahan, Vicharyon Kariye Tere. Kitne Adbhut jo tune banaye. Dekho Tare, Suno Garjan Bhayankar, Samarth Tere, Sare Bhumandal Par, Prashansa Hove Prabhu. Verses of that first and last verse. Thank you.
Before we go to the sermon, wherever you are, just lift up your hearts and your hands to Him and say, God, I'm thankful to you. I'm thankful to you for Jesus. I'm thankful to you for the salvation He has brought in my life. I'm thankful to you for the Holy Spirit who lives in me. I'm thankful to you for the body of Christ, that wherever we are, we still can worship together. I'm thankful to you for all your provisions which are made through these difficult times. I'm thankful to you for the protection which you have given to us during this time. Just give honor Him and just say, you are great God. You are awesome God. You are holy God. You are all majestic God, and we simply bow down to you and we worship you because you are worthy of all the praise and honor and glory. Just like angels say in the heavens that He is worthy, worthy, worthy. He is holy, holy, holy. Lord, we are so very thankful to you that mere humans, that you value us so much, that you died for us on the cross. And you are as a good shepherd, you take care of us. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for your protection. Thank you that you are with us. You said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Father, I pray that you bless these words which I'm going to speak to your people, O God. May this not be my words, but you speaking to your people and comfort them, encouraging them at this time of their needs. And not only to the GCC, but whoever listening us, wherever they are listening us, and whenever they will listen to us, later on, that you will encourage and comfort them. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. You know, in troubling times, we should find comfort and renew our strength through the incomparable goodness, knowledge, and the power of God. We should wait upon Him, and at the right time, He will accomplish His purpose in our life. This is the message of Isaiah chapter 40. You know, when Isaiah wrote this book, or this chapter, he was prophesied almost 100 plus years in advance that nation of Israel is going through the captivity, that they're going to be taken to the exile, and the Babylonians will come and they will arrest them and they will take, many will die right in Jerusalem, but some will be taken to the captivity. So in advance, God speaks through Isaiah and He tells them that, tell my people that although they will go in the difficult times, although they will go in the captivity, but I will bring comfort to them. I will deliver them. And when they're delivered, they'll be ready to come back. And they will not get tired. They will not get weary. But I will renew their strength and they will come back to their homeland. You know, this book, this chapter, not only was a good message for them, later on, in the gospel's message, John and other picks up that when John come on the scene and he says, prepare the way for the God, he is using this message that Christ is fulfilling that prophecy which is made by Isaiah. But today, as I speak to you, this message is equally applicable to you, me, and everyone. That in troubling time, when you go through the difficult times, God as a good shepherd, God who is a great, comforts us, encourages us. He comes to us. He prepares us. This is how Isaiah put this. And this message is also applicable to us as a church, that we need to prepare the way for the second coming of Christ. And when He comes, He will not only bring judgment on the earth, but He will also bring comfort. So chapter 40 of Isaiah begins with the second part of the book. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Mere logon ko tasalli do. Mere logon ko tasalli do. Khuda kehta hai. Twice he used the word comfort. Comfort my people, say your God. What comfort means? The state of physical ease. Freedom from pain. Dukho se chutkara. Jahan aap bade restless hote hain, to kahe, shant ho jao. Koi baat nahi. Sab theek ho jayega. That's what comfort means. He said, comfort, comfort my people. Say your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for. You know what? They have not even gone to the captivity yet. Abhi dukh mein samay gaye nahi hai. Jane wale hai. Par jane ke baad, 70 saal ki gulami ke baad ki baat ho kar ke, jab wo time aayega to khuda kehta hai, unko tasalli do ki tera khuda tere paas aata hai. Tere dukh ke din jo jate rahe hain. Tere tasalli ka samay aa gaya hai. Aur jab main is message ke bare mein soch raha tha, to main khuda mere dil pe ye keh raha tha ki tum bhi logon ko encourage kar ke tere dukh ke din jo ja chuke hain. This is ended. This time period which we are going through, whether it's a corona or whatever we are going through, this is ending. It's not an everlasting thing. It's a temporary. Time is passing. Your God is coming to your rescue. He said their sin has been paid for. That she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. They have paid the price. God said, I have taken care of you. A voice is one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up. Every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level. The rugged place a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed. And all mankind together will see it. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. You know, later on, When John starts his message, he picks right from here. And this is like, prepare the way, because the Savior is here. He used this prophecy for Jesus Christ. And you know, Jesus came, and he brought the comfort and encouragement to those who are in distress, going through difficult times. And same Jesus, my dear ones, is here. He said, prepare the way for him. Get ready for him. He comes to you. He brings the comfort and encouragement. Verse 6 says, a voice cried out, and I said, what shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flower falls because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are like grass. Okay, a word you have. वो सुनाई देती है वो कह रहा cry out बता लोगों को वो कह रहा मैं क्या बताऊं वो कह रहा बता ये tell these people कि all people are like a grass. And you know, again thinking these days, the amount of death we had in United States, more than 51,000, and all over the world almost like 200,000 now, we see that how fragile the life is, how soon, no matter how strong we are, this little virus, how much damage it can do. And it's a good reminder, not only, you know, we should be very humbled and very thankful to God. Hum koi unse acche nahi hai jo mar gaye. We are equally sinful. We are equally bad. Yani ke hum bade acche the, to isliye bach gaye. No, no, no. We could have been just in the same category, because human life is a fragile. And it has really reminded every human being कि हम कितने एक एक घास की मानद है, एक फूल की मानद है, एक पानी की बुलबुले की मानद है. लाइफ कभी भी जो है वो क्या, क्राई आउट, टेल पीपल दिस लाइफ इज टेम्परेरी. फोकस ऑन द थिंग्स व्हिच नीड टू बी फोकस्ड. Focus on the thing that God is a good God. Focus on the thing that God is a great God. And He will not leave you alone. He will strengthen you. Even when you are weak, He will renew your strength. Focus on those things. Because as you go down, look at verse 9. He says, "You who bring good tidings to Zion, go on to high mountains. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, jo achhi khabre sunane wale ho. Lift up your voice and with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah." What do you say to them? What does your Bible say? "Here is your God." Ye hai kuch kabhi kaha, batao logon ko, zor se batao. Daro mat. Aur kaho unko ki tumhara khuda, your God, is here. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and His arm rules for Him. See, His reward is with Him, and His recompense accompanies Him. And I love verse 11, because that's my first point. God is good, and we should find comfort in His goodness. Hum is baat mein tasalli paaye, ye baat aapko aur mujhe khush kare, ye baat aur aap mujhko ease pe kare, ke daro mat, fikr mat karo, khudawand acha hai. He is a good God. Listen to this one, say. See, verse 11, He tends His flock like a shepherd. This great God is a good God. He takes care of His sheep like a shepherd. You know, in the Old Testament, throughout the Old Testament, we see ke khuda apne aap ko charwahe ke roop mein apne logon ke samne pesh karta hai. Even in the wilderness, when they were 40 years, Bible says He was leading them as a good shepherd. He was leading them as shepherd leads the flock. God was leading His people, the nation of Israel, like a shepherd. And then, one of the sweet singer of Israel, his name is King David. King David, the shepherd boy, who understood what shepherding is all about. One day he picks a song. He starts singing, he starts writing probably later on, and say, "Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want." And beautifully, beautifully, he penned down that how this good God is our good shepherd. Dear ones, if you want to find encouragement in these days, find the encouragement. Find the comfort. Be at ease. Dukhi mat ho. Tumhara khuda tumhare paas aata hai. He comes to you. Rather, I would say He is with you. Because He said, "I'll never leave you, never forsake you." You know, have you seen and heard and read the poem, "The Footstep in the Sand"? How many of you, all of you have read that song? And the beautiful lesson in the poem is that during the difficult times, in the good times, He's walking with you. But in the difficult times, He comes to you and He carries you in His arm. Again, that's a picture of the good shepherd. Ke achha charwaha, bure jo achhe din jo hai, wo aapke saath saath chalta hai, wo aapke saath rehta hai. Jab dukh ke samay wo kehta hai ki why there's only one footstep? And answer is, there's only one footstep because dukh ke samay mein main tujhe apne baahon mein leke chal raha tha. I was carrying you in my arms. Your good shepherd comes to you. And you know, beautifully, beautifully, this psalmist, Psalm 23, says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want." I shall not be in want. Very imperative. Okay, badi forcefully ho kehta hai, mujhe kisi cheez ki kami ghati nahi hogi, kyunki khuda mera charwaha hai. He makes me lie down in green pastures. What are the green pastures, by the way? With plenty of food and plenty of rest is there. And even during the difficult, haven't he kept you in the green pastures? There are people in the world are dying with the food, I heard. There's enough food. He said, he makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. Do you know what restoration is? जब आप डाउन और डिप्रेस्ड होते हैं कि अंदर कमरों में बंद, घरों में बंद, लोगों को, मैं सुन रहा था कल न्यूज के ऊपर कि लोग डिप्रेशन में जा रहे हैं और उनको ये नहीं पता कि यू नो देर लुकिंग फॉर द साइकियाट्रिस्ट एंड द काउंसलर्स एंड ऑल दैट बिकॉज ऑल दिस लास्ट एंड थिंग हैज कॉज्ड एंजाइटी एंड डिप्रेशन इन द लाइफ. बट वेन यू ट्रस्ट द गुड शेपर्ड, वेन यू ट्रस्ट द गुड गॉड, even in a lockdown situation, he says, no, 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 rest, son, daughter, this rest is good for you. I will restore you. He has restored me, and I'm sure it's a testimony of you that God has constantly restored even when you're going through difficult times. Listen to this. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. Because his name is good and his name is great. And he will not dishonor his name. What he has promised, he will do it for you and me. Even though I walk through the valley, he guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear evil. For you are with me. That's what the good shepherd does. He's a good, he said, you are with me, you are carrying me, you are leading me through all the good things. I will not fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comforts me. Teri soti aur teri lathi mujhe tasalli deti hai. Mujhe it makes me at ease. Kyunki ye mujhe batata hai ki tu you love me. Tera lathi aur soti se mujhe ye ehsaas hota hai that you love me. Even when you discipline, that I belong to you, and that gives me encouragement that I'm a son of God, I'm a daughter of God, I'm in his family, and that encourages me. Amen? Listen to this. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. My cup overflows. And all of you are overflowing. Many of you been giving because your cup is overflowing. And out of your abundance, you have given for those who are in need. You have people, help the people in India with your overflowing. Here, and whenever you got an opportunity, because God, even the difficult times, he has enabled you. He has overflown your cup. And he says, surely, verse 6, surely, he has no doubt. Koi shak nahi uske dil mein. Surely, goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And why is that? Because God is good God. Because God is good God. Because God is God, good God, he said, all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Forever, even agar meri jaan jati bhi rahe, even if I die, it doesn't make any difference to me. He says, I'm going to end up in the presence of God. This is what good God is. He says, your goodness, your faithfulness, your love will follow me all the days of my life. My dear ones, during the difficult times, where do you find comfort? You find comfort in the fact that God is a good God. That he's a good shepherd. And the good shepherd leads you. And do you know that's what Christ did when he came on the scene? You see the picture of God in the New Testament, in the life of Jesus, and he presents him as a good shepherd. Wo kehta, achha charwaha, main hoon. Yohana ki Injil uska 10 baap. Pura ka pura chapter, is baat ko jo pujha ke, humara achha charwaha, jo sunte hain, I'm your good shepherd. And good shepherd takes care of the sheep. वो उनके आगे आगे चलता है, उनको रास्ता दिखाता है और जहां तक वो कहता है कि हमारा अच्छा चरवाहा जो है हमारे लिए जान देने तक वफादार है. और उस अच्छे चरवाहे ने आपके लिए और मेरे लिए अपनी जान दे दी. बिकॉज इज अ गुड शेपर्ड टू गिव यू द इटर्निटी, टू गिव यू द राइट टू बी द सन्स एंड द डॉटर्स ऑफ गॉड. ही डाइड ऑन द क्रॉस ऑफ कैलवरी. दैट्स गुड शेपर्ड. और गुड शेपर्ड अपनी भेड़ों को जानता है, पहचानता है, वो उसकी आवाज को सुनती हैं और उसको फॉलो करती हैं. ये बाइबल में लिखा है चैप्टर 10 में. वो कह रहा है कि मेरी भेड़ें जो है मेरी आवाज को सुनती. माई शीप हियर्स माई वॉइस एंड दे फॉलो मी. यू नो दैट्स व्हाई व्हेनएवर यू सी क्राइस्ट वॉकिंग ऑन द अर्थ, बार बार लिखा है इन गॉस्पल ऑफ जॉन गॉस्पल ऑफ मैथ्यू चैप्टर 9 वर्स 36 सेज उसने भीड़ को देखा और भीड़ को देखकर उसको उनके पर तरस आया. He had a compassion. Look with me. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9 and verse 36. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 36. He looked at the crowd. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. That's a good shepherd. Unko usko par tars aaya. And then you know what he did? He had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plenty full, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field." Our good shepherd, Christ, encouraged you and me and say, "I'm with you, I'm your good shepherd. Find comfort in that I will take care of you, I will lead you, I will guide you, and I will never leave you." You know, that's what he did. Langdo ko chala diya, andho ko aankhe de di, bhookho ko khala diya, aur jo murda the unko jinda bhi kar diya. That's good shepherd, walking and doing things for you. And Isaiah says, he tend his flock, chapter 40, verse 11, like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms. You know, Prabhu Yeshu Masih ki wo tasveer, kabhi kabhi pata nahi, jisne bhi banayi hai, wo bhede saath chali, par kai kai chote chote memno ko usne haathon mein utha hua hai. I think he takes the insight from here and he makes the picture ke kis tarike se khuda jo apni jo chote lambs hai jo memne hai unko apne haathon mein uthata hai. And cares them close to his heart. He gently leads them, lead those who have young. Find comfort, find encouragement. Is baat ke hum tasalli paaye, aaram paaye, ke hamara khuda acha khuda hai, wo hamara charwaha hai, wo hamari dekhbhal karta hai. But this good God is also a great God. His great God, we see that he, in his wisdom, in his knowledge, we see that in his sovereignty, that in every which way, he is great. I want you to read some verses with me. Starting chapter 40, verse 12. Who has measured, talking about the greatness of God, ke kitna khuda aapka bada, kitna knowledgeable, aur kitna wise hai. Who has measured the water in the hollow of his hand, or with the breadth of his hand, mark the heavens. किसने पानियों को अपने हाथ में तोला है? किसने? जहोवा खुदा ने. दुनिया के सारे पानी, जितने भी समुद्र हैं, जितने भी पानी हैं, वो कह रहा किसने पानियों को अपने हाथ? Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Or with the breadth of his hand, mark of the heavens. इतना बड़े आसमान है. Galaxies हैं. कह रहा कि उसने अपने हाथ की जो breadth है, उससे उसको नापा है. In other word, it's not only hyperbolic language, it's to say that God is great. He who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in balance. No, कितने पहाड़ हैं, कितनी बड़ी ज़मीन है. वो कहता उसने अपने हाथ से उनको तोला है. Look at verse 13. Who has understood the mind? That's talking about his knowledge or wisdom. Who has understood the mind of the Lord or instructed him as his counselor? Kisne usko salah di hai? Koi hai jo usko salah de sakta hai ki khuda tu is kaam ko aise kar le? No. Job ne ek bar koshish ki thi. Remember Job ki kitab? He tried to give counsel to God. Ke shayad khuda theek nahi kar raha. And if you read the rest of the book of Job, Job understands that pehle to maine suna tha, ab maine dekh liya ke khuda kitna bada hai. Don't ever try to give counsel to God ke hum khuda ko salah de sakte hain. Aaj har teesra banda khuda ko salah dene ke liye taiyar hai. No, he said, who has counsel? Look at whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him? And who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding? The answer is, these are rhetorical questions. Answer is, no one. किसी कोई उसको ज्ञान नहीं दे सकता, कोई उसको समझा नहीं सकता, because he is complete, he is perfect in knowledge, and he is perfect in wisdom. We look at verse 14. Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket. You know, nations बढ़ते जा रहे हैं. We have more than 200 nations now. And it's all the nations to him is a drop in the bucket. पानी की बाल्टी होती है ना, उनमें एक drop. खुदा इतना बड़ा है कि उसके comparison से सारी दुनिया के nations जो अपने, ये एक बिंदी की निशानी, बिंदी के तरह है. Surely the nations are like in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the island as though they were the dust. And then he talks about कि उसकी वेदी जो है, उसका altar जो है, वो कितना बड़ा है. Lebanon is not sufficient for altar fires, nor is animals enough for burnt offering. You know everybody what he's saying? कि दुनिया की सारी दौलत, दुनिया के सारे जंगल जो हैं, उसके मजबा के लिए, उसकी altar के लिए काफी नहीं है. जितनी मर्जी कहे, इतने एनिमल हम उसकी कुर्बानी, he said that's nothing in the presence of God. Verse 17, before him all the nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing. Verse 18, to whom then will you compare God? What image will you compare him to? As for an idol, a craftsman cast it. And then he gave, ke kis tarike se but banate ho. Button ki tarah jo hai, kis tarike se unko tarasha jata hai. Ek jan lakdi leke aata hai, thodi wo kehna jala deta hai. उसके से वो अपना बुत बनाता है, उसके ऊपर सोना चांदी लगाते हैं, कहते हैं कि ये मेरा खुदा है, और उन खुदा को अपने कंधों पे वो उठाए फिरते हैं. और खुदा कहता है कि क्या तुम मुझको इन देवी देवताओं से, इन पत्थरों से कंपेयर कर सकते हो? आंसर इज नो. आई एम ए ग्रेट गॉड. मैं समा ही नहीं सकता, मैं इतना बड़ा हूं कि सारी सारी धरती जो है कैन नॉट है, डजंट हैव इनफ प्लेस फॉर मी. यू नो, लुक एट वर्स 21. He said, do you not know? Have you not heard? Again, the rhetorical questions. Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He is set enthroned above the circles of the earth. Itna bada hai. Wo asmanon mein, swargon mein baitha hua hai. And his people are like a ग्रासहॉपर, टिड्डियों की तरह है जो लोग हैं उसके सामने, वो इतना बड़ा है, वो तख्त पे विराजमान, जो लोग हैं इस धरती के ऊपर वो टिड्डियों पे है, टिड्डियों की तरह है. ही ब्रिंग प्रिंसेस टू नॉट एंड रिड्यूस द रूलर्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड टू नथिंग. नो सूनर आर दे प्लांटेड, नो सूनर आर दे सोन, नो सूनर डू दे टेक रूट इन द ग्राउंड, दे Then he blows on them and they wither and the whirlwind sweep them all. बड़ी बड़ी बादशाहियां, बड़े बड़े राजे जो अपने को कहते हैं कि हम बहुत कितने बड़े हैं, वो कह रहा एक सेकंड में, एक मिनट में वो तबाह हो जाते, चले जाते हैं. पता भी नहीं होता, कल थे और आज देखें, बड़ी बड़ी जो बादशाहियां थी, वो बेबलोनियन थे, द ग्रीक था, द पर्शियन थे, ऑल द ग्रेट किंगडम्स दे हैव कम एंड गॉन, बट वन थिंग रिमेन्स. And that's the name of the Lord. He said, all those things. He said, who will you compare God with? The answer is, you cannot compare God with anything. He's so good. He's so great. He's so knowledgeable. He's so wise. He's so powerful. He's present everywhere. You cannot limit the place for him. He's everywhere. He said, that great God come to your rescue. Now listen to me. This is what God is telling to this nation who was going to be in the captivity. अभी वो जाने वाले हैं. उससे पहले बताता है कि खुदा कहता है मैं इतना बड़ा हूं कि जब सारी बातों कहते हैं कि बेबलोन जी बड़े हैं, बेबलोनियन वैनिश हो जाएंगे. All the kingdoms will come and go, but I will remain and I have the power to deliver you. इन दिनों में अगर आपने भरोसा करना ही है तो जैसे हमने गीत में भी गाया, घोड़ों और रथों पर नहीं. दुनिया की जितनी भी ताकतें हैं वो आपको बचा नहीं सकती. अगर बचाने वाला है तो वो है आपका और मेरा खुदा, जिसमें ताकत भी है, जिसमें विजडम भी है, जिसमें नॉलेज भी है, और वो ही इस बीमारी से वही इसे इसका इलाज वही हिकमत देगा अपने लोगों को कि वो इस बात से लोगों को छुटकारा वो खुद छुटकारा बन के अपने लोगों का आता है. He himself is the deliverance for his people, even that difficult. So what is that Isaiah saying? He's saying find comfort. Number one, find comfort because God is good God. Find comfort that he is a great God in knowledge, wisdom, understanding everything. Uska koi comparable nahi hai. There's nothing to compare. You cannot compare God with anyone. बड़ी हंसी आती है जब कभी को लगे कि यस्सू को मोहम्मद के साथ कंपेयर करो या किसी और देवते के साथ कंपेयर करो या यस्सू को जो नो कुरान को बाइबल के साथ कंपेयर करो. आई थिंक ऑल दैट इज नॉनसेंस. यू कैन नॉट कंपेयर गॉड बाइबल विद एनीवन. यू कैन नॉट कंपेयर गॉड विद एनीवन. यू कैन नॉट कंपेयर जीसस विद एनीवन. देयर इज नो ह्यूमन बीइंग दैट यू कैन कंपेयर हिम. कंपैरिजन की जगह ही नहीं रह जाती. और इसी बात को कह रहे हु यू विल कंपेयर गॉड विद. Can you compare? No, there's no comparison. खुदा के साथ किसका comparison हो सकता है? You can't even think कि Jesus के साथ हम किसी आदमी को या किसी बंदे को compare कर सकते हैं. You can't. There's no comparison. That's why, look at verse 27 in the light of that. Verse 26, verse 25 again says, to whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. कौन है जो मेरा मुकाबला कर सकता है? Verse 23. Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? Look at the 200 billion galaxies. Psalm 19, Pastor Pera ने बिगिन में पढ़ा था. आसमान खुदा की तारीफ का बयान उसको उसकी बड़ेपन को बयान करते हैं. Sun and moon and stars. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. I love this verse. He who brings out the starry host one by one, he calls them. हमें तो अभी सभी के नाम भी नहीं पता. God knows the name of every star. हम तो अभी नेम देने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं. And scientists keep on giving the new names. But he says he has called each one of them by name. And he calls them. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. एक भी missing नहीं है जितने उसने बनाए हैं और ना वो miss होने देगा जब तक वो miss होने ना दे. He is that great God. और मेरे भाइयों और बहनों, मैं आपको आज इस बात से तसल्ली देना चाहता हूं खुदा के वचन से कि अगर आपको कोई तसल्ली देने वाला है वो खुद खुदा है. वो अच्छा है. He is a good shepherd. But he's also great. He has the ability to do it. Just one thing to willingness to do it. You need to have ability. I want to help everyone. But do I have the ability to help everyone? No, I don't. I'm limited in my resources. But God is unlimited in his resources. वो अपना 145 नंबर जबूर आज हमने कहा. उसने कहा वो अपना मुट्ठी खोलता है और एक एक जंग. He opens his hand and he feeds every human being. And not only every human being. He feeds हर जो प्राणी जो हर जानवर है उनको भी खाना खिलाता है. इतना बड़ा है. So it's one thing to be good. You need to have resources also. And only God is totally. You know, again, हमारी US government बड़ा अच्छा कर रही है. $2 trillion का डॉलर उन्होंने दिया है. उन्होंने कोशिश कर रहे हैं लोगों की. But can they help everyone? Answer is still no. No matter how much money we have the resources. It may be $1,200 or $500 here. They can do some, but they cannot help anyone. Who can ultimately help is God. Because he's good and he's great. And the same God, I'm going to finish it. Verse 27. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? Why do you say, ke khuda ko to mere bare pata hi nahi hai. My way is hidden from God, from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. क्यों तू कंप्लेन करता है? क्यों तू दुख में है? Why you are so sad कि खुदा को मेरे बारे में पता ही कुछ नहीं है? Basically, that's what he's saying. He said, why do you complain? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is an everlasting God. The creator of the ends of the earth. क्या तुम इस बात को नहीं जानते? हम सब जानते हैं. He's reminding his own people. क्या तुमने नहीं सुना जा? बहुत बार तुम सुनते हो खुदा जो है सारी दुनिया को बनाने वाला है. ही विल नॉट ग्रो टायर्ड और वेरी हिज अंडरस्टैंडिंग नो वन कैन फैदम. साम 145 द सेम थिंग टू. वो अकलो समझो बाहर है, हम उसको समझ नहीं सकते. इतना बड़ा है वो, हमारी समझ में नहीं आ सकता. वो उसको लिमिट नहीं कर सकते हम. वो इतना बड़ा है. ही विल नॉट ग्रो टायर्ड. वो थकेगा नहीं, हारेगा नहीं, वो सोएगा नहीं, वो ऊंगेगा नहीं. Psalm 121. He gives strength to the weary. जो थके हुए हैं उनको स्ट्रेंथ देने वाला कौन है? यीशु मसीह ने क्या कहा था लोगों को? बोझ से थके और मांदे लोगों किसके पास आओ? मेरे पास आओ. मैं तुम्हें क्या दूंगा? मैं तुम्हें आराम दूंगा, क्योंकि मेरा जुआ हल्का है. God restored your strength. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Again, there's no doubt. It's very emphatic and very important that they will renew their strength. Those who trust in Him. You know, word hope or waiting is had the idea as you serve Him, as you trust Him, as you unite with Him. जो उसके साथ जुड़े हुए हैं. जो नो पुराने जमाने में रस्सियां, जो हम ओल्ड हमें पता है कि सन को लेते थे और उसको ऐसे करके जुमे के रस्सी और उसके तीन हिस्से होते थे टू मेक इट वेरी स्ट्रांग. दैट वॉज यूनिटी. दैट्स द वर्ड ही यूज है कि जैसे तीन को धागों को लेकर इकट्ठा किया जाता है एंड दे बिकम वन द यूनिट. इसी तरह वो लोग जो खुदा के साथ यूनाइटेड है, जो उसके साथ एक है, जो उसके ऊपर भरोसा करते हैं, वो ताकत हासिल करेंगे. इन दिनों में खुदा के साथ एक हो जाएं. एक कैसे होंगे आप? जब उसके सामने बैठेंगे, उसके वचन को खोलेंगे, उसको पढ़ेंगे, अपने जीवन में लागू करेंगे, उसके ऊपर मेडिटेट करेंगे, दुआ करेंगे, उसके भजन गाएंगे, आप उसके साथ एक होंगे. जब आप उसकी बात को सुनेंगे और कहेंगे खुदा जो तू कह रहा है मैं करने के लिए तैयार, आपके साथ एक हो. यू आर यूनाइटेड विद हिम, यू आर वन विद हिम, यू आर ट्रस्टिंग हिम, you are hoping in him and you are waiting ke jab wo kab wo order de aur kab main kahun ke khuda main ye karne ke liye. That's what waiting means. jab aap waiting karte hain restaurant mein jate hain to jab waiter jo hota hai wo aapke liye wait karta hai, wo aapka service hai. he or she is there to serve you. aapka order lene ke liye taiyar hota hai. jaise hi aap kehte hain ki mera ye order hai, wo jata hai aap bana ke aapke liye. That's what serving is all about. That you're waiting. और वो सर्विंग तो तब करेंगे जब आप उसकी बात को सुनेंगे, और सुनेंगे तब जब उसके मुंह में बैठेंगे आप, जब उसके वचन को पढ़ेंगे आप. तो वो कहता है वो लोग जो ऐसा करेंगे, जो उसके ऊपर वेट करेंगे, वो अपनी स्ट्रेंथ को बढ़ाएंगे. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I want to say much about the eagles, but some other time. Because there are a lot of comparison, but just want to let you get all the comparison which is made by Christians are not good or accurate. But one thing about the eagle is true. The eagle jo hai, apni udaan jo hai, 10 ya 15,000 foot pe upar jaake karta. He goes way high. And when he goes high up there, he learns के विंड के साथ ग्लाइड कैसे होना है, विंड को कैसे यूज करना है अपनी ताकत के लिए. एंड आई थिंक दैट इज अ ब्यूटीफुल एप्लीकेशन फॉर यू एंड मी. कि जो लोग यीशु पे भरोसा करते हैं वो ऊंचाइयों पे उसके साथ उठते हैं, और वो अपनी ताकत से नहीं लेकिन उसकी ताकत से. यू डोंट यूज योर पावर, यू यूज हिज पावर. एंड ही सेड आई विल रिन्यू योर स्ट्रेंथ व्हेन यू आर वॉकिंग विद हिम, व्हेन यू ट्रस्टिंग हिम. माय डियर वंस, दिस मॉर्निंग आई वॉन्ट टू रिमाइंड यू and myself that God is a good God. God is a great God. And that great God, when we wait upon Him, He renewed your strength and my strength. And this is what I leave with you throughout the week for you and those you can share with others. Ke aapka khuda dukh ke samay mein aapko tasalli, aapko itminan dega. Aur wo isliye dega kyunki wo acha hai aur wo bada hai. He is a good God. And he's a great God. And this good and great God will renew your strength. वो आपकी ताकत को और बढ़ाएगा अपने जलाल के लिए इस्तेमाल करने के लिए. खुदा आपके साथ हो. Let's close our eyes. and give thanks to God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, give you thanks for all your blessings. You are good and you are great, and we are thankful. Continue to renew our strength. We are thankful to you for that. Bless each one of us. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. Aye, hamare Baap, tu jo asman par hai, tera naam paak mana jaye. Teri baadshahat aaye. Teri marzi jaise asman par puri hoti hai, jameen par bhi ho. Hamare roz ki roti hum bakhsh de. Jis tarah hum apne kasooron ko maaf karte hain, tumhare kasooron ko maaf kar. Hame ajmaish mein na padne de, balki burai se bacha. Kyunki baadshahat, kudrat aur jalal hamesha tak tere hain. Amen. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you and all the believers all over the world. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.